Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies.
You know, I used to love this song. Let's hear the chorus.
The bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
So catchy. That right there, that chorus is so catchy. It was like a few years of me singing this stupid song because it's so catchy before I realized that this song is about some dude who beat his girlfriend and is basically apologizing and going like, hey, well, you good now? I'm like, what the freak? I was like, what? I have not supported this song.
Poor Bobby.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't catch the very beginning of this. I mean, I've heard the song a million times. Just didn't really pay attention to what the words are. Or I've done that so many songs, though. What's that the one where, like, this the couple who are writing, like, a want ad in a newspaper or something like this, trying to find somebody that they love or whatever, and then they end up finding each other? You know what I'm talking about?
Kinda.
It's a super catchy song.
Yeah.
And they're basically like, I'm looking for somebody who likes this and somebody who likes that and somebody who likes this. And then they end up finding each other. They realize they both respond to the ad for each other. But it's like, wait a minute. You both were trying to find somebody else. Like, you're together. You got a couple. And when I finally I was like, this song sucks. It's like, it bothers me. Anyway, there's a I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. It's 76 degrees, going to be a high in the mid-80s today. 14% of kids are very happy to go back to school. 14% of kids. So first day of school for many kids in the area today and around the country. A lot of schools are starting this week, next week, and the week after. I actually talked to somebody who lives in some state. They're in here visiting. I was like, hey, you guys getting back to, you're going to go back home soon? So you got school starting next week? And they're like, our school doesn't start until September. I was like, what? It's someplace up north. I was just like, okay, that's weird. But 14% of kids nationwide are very happy to go back to school. 16% are very sad. I was always one of those that was like mixed because I liked school for the social aspects and for the sports, but I didn't want to have to study. I didn't want to have to learn. I didn't want to sit in class. So it was very mixed for me on what I'd want to do. If you'd like to weigh on this, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I went to AI just for the heck of it, and I said, write me 5 jokes about kids starting school, about kids' perspective of school. So here you go. This is AI's version of jokes. Why did the kid bring a ladder to school? Because they heard the math teacher was going to teach them about higher learning. So they had to bring a ladder to get up there higher. What's a kid's favorite subject in school? Recess, because it's the only class where they get to run wild.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well,
okay.
All right.
By the way, I did not read these ahead of time.
Obviously.
Raw emotion. Okay. Why did the student eat their homework? Because their teacher said it was a piece of cake. Oh, all right. That was a good one. That wasn't bad. How do kids stay cool in school during summer? They stand next to the fans and the teacher's joke. Oh, boy. Okay. Why did the kids sit on the backpack during lunch? Because they wanted to be the pack leader of their friends. Okay. AI needs to work on his jokes a little bit better. It's all right, though. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Pina Colada song. That's the one. Oy vey. Yeah, so we got the text rolling in here. I was saying that there's these songs. Some of Escape is the song. It's horrible. Don't send me the song on the YouTubes. I just said I don't like it. Oh my gosh. But it's one of those. It's like super catchy, and you're just like, wow, this is yeah. If you like pina coladas, that's the one. If you like pina coladas, so catchy, and you're just singing along. Like, this is a great song. You're just singing along. You're just, and all of a sudden you start paying attention to the words. You're like, this song is about two people who are trying to cheat on each other. Oh. I don't like this at all. It's just, it bothers me. Anyway, yeah, thanks for that one. I knew somebody would know what that one was as soon as I brought it up. There is Governor DeSantis. His election police have made some arrests. We'll talk about that in a second. First, let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. This traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. Bulkway services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So 3 years ago, there was the Florida election police. They were trying to make sure that we didn't have voter fraud and to really try to crack down on voter fraud. And 3 years ago, after the 2020 election, they found 19 felons who voted in the 2020 election. Of course, as a felon, you don't have the right to vote.
Imagine that.
So 19 felons they arrested. Now, I remember when this story came out, I was still doing my daily radio show in the afternoons, and I remember talking about it and being like, that's it? That means there's proof of election fraud, but for 19 votes? It's like, that ain't worth it. It's just like, let them be. I remember just thinking like, that's a much ado about nothing type of a thing, right?
Right.
Well, what has happened since? So here's the interesting. We had one suspect had this case dismissed. 9 were sentenced to probation, community service, or a fine. 1 died. And 8 others are still waiting for their cases to be reviewed by the Florida Supreme Court. So here we are 3 years later, and like 9 of them had their 9 of them basically on probation. 8 are being reviewed still. 1 died and 1 had it dismissed. So that's a long time. Like 3 years of going through all this court stuff. I don't know. It seems like I said, much ado. FDA is considering lowering sugar content to determine what is orange juice. Say what? The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued a proposed rule to change what qualifies as orange juice. I'm so confused by this. Isn't it just the juice from an orange? Orange? I don't. Apparently not. Apparently, in order to be considered orange juice, you can't just merely squeeze juice out of an orange. It has to have the sugar content level. It's known as the BRICS levels. You learn new things all the time.
You do.
Modern citrus does not produce as much sugar as citrus in years past. Wonder why that is. GMOs, genetically modified foods. FDA wants to measure the sugar content used to identify orange juice to go from 10.5% sugar to 10% sugar to better align with today's orange crop. What does this mean? It means in order to be able to sell orange juice down the road, if this rule passes, our orange juice isn't going to be nearly as sweet.
Oh.
Interesting. Florida citrus producers, though, they agree with this standard. They're okay with it. They're ready for it. And I guess they've been advocating for this change for a while because apparently the citrus doesn't have, or the oranges don't have, is so it got me wondering, like, okay, so what happens? Like, you get a crop of oranges, you test the sugar content. What happens if the sugar content is at 9% or 10% and you miss the 10.5% sugar level, and so therefore it can't be classified as orange juice? What do you do with the rest of the, what do you do with the orange crop then? Do you just have to toss it, or is it you give it to the homeless, or do you inject it with more sugar in order for it to pass? I don't know. Legit question. 850-437. I don't know why it makes you laugh, but it does. Just the thought that you're going to inject oranges with sugar in order to get it to pass. And like, okay, now we can sell it. but that's something that could affect our citrus industry here in Florida if something like that passes, and they're hoping it does, actually. I'm just looking at it like, I also don't know what the difference in taste would be between an orange juice that has 10.5% sugar content and an orange juice that has 10% sugar content. So I'd be interested in doing it back to back. If I was on that commission of USDA, I'd be like, before I can vote on this, please hand me a glass of orange juice with 10.5% sugar, and please hand me a glass of orange juice with 10% sugar, and I'll make my decision then. Because if it's noticeably different, and you're like, why is this orange juice so bland? I'd be like, no, we're going to stick to this rule. and you're just going to have to change the way your crops are. Why do the crops have less sugar? Are we just not as sweet to the oranges while they're growing up anymore?
I guess we're not.
We need to say sweet nothings to them while they're growing in order for them to grow sweeter.
Correct.
I think that's the way it works. That's a scientific explanation. Or maybe not. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is this Friday, August 15th. It's going to be in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Honto and Clark. You'll hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff. This year, help us raise funds to support our childhood cancer patients with the Lit Laser. Gulf Winds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000. Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club, and our hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial LLC and Penair Credit Union. You can get more information about the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon at catcountrycares.com. So be sure to check that out. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay. Coming up here next, we'll get an update from David Wayne over the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
So several years ago, my wife and I were planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go. And Calvin, our sales guy, said, do you want to look at the price? I'm like, well, fine. Oh, well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit? Sure. Can you give us a day? Sure. We thought about it a day later. Can you come down just a little bit more? Sure. Can we buy it? I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with like 13,000 miles and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Jeff Lane, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications.
Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
You're at the age you're ready to retire, but you're probably considering downsizing. You've worked hard all your life, and now it's time for you. It's time for you to enjoy your time. But where? There are many choices when it comes to a retirement community, but there's one you'll want to know more about. Tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas will be the guests to discuss all the great reasons to consider retiring in the place.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance.
With Rossi filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. You hear the song right there. Shape of You from Ed Sheeran. We just heard We Are Young from Fun. These two songs are on the list that has been submitted for the worst songs ever. Yeah, we're going to be doing that this whole hour, playing songs from the list of worst songs ever. Yeah, I noticed both of these songs are were catchy songs. Like, this is a catchy song. But yeah, Shape of You is kind of a... I didn't like that one as much. Like I said, We Are Young, that one got me. I was singing it for the longest time, and then I realized, wait a minute, this is a horrible song. Why am I singing this? Let's get Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens right here on News Radio 92.3.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now if you're on Highway 29 southbound. Headed toward 9 Mile, going to see a minor delay there at the intersection. But other than that, we are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
We're talking about oranges, how they're less sweet nowadays than what they used to be. So the FDA is looking to change a rule that says, hey, in order to be considered orange juice, you have to have 10.5% sugar content. Most oranges now are closer to 10%. And I was like, why would they be less, like, why would they have less sugar content? And, all I can assume is because they're genetically modified. They're genetically modified fruits of some sort. But I don't know why the genetic modification would affect sugar content. Here's a text. Probably glyphosate. Oranges aren't as sweet from whatever is used to make them glyphosate resistant, i.e. genetically modified. Glyphosate resistant. Okay. I guess that's pesticides or something. I don't know what glyphosate is. I ain't a farmer. How am I supposed to know these things? Let's go to David Wayne over the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, actually, Bobby, first, a real quick story. We're just learning about a shooting that happened this morning on Old Spanish Trail Road. And that happened apparently after some type of a neighborhood disturbance with a group of residents that were outside of a property there, and a big fight that ended up escalating into gunfire. One woman was shot, and we are learning that apparently witnesses are not cooperating with investigators there. But the investigation is ongoing. Taking a look at a couple of our national headlines right now. The union that represents CDC workers say they want the federal government to do more to fight misinformation surrounding vaccines. This comes after a gunman who blamed the COVID-19 vaccination for making him depressed and suicidal went to the CDC headquarters last Friday and started shooting. DeKalb County police officer lost his life. The shooter was later found dead. And an 11-year-old California girl recovering after being bit by a mountain lion outside of her home in Malibu. That happened on Sunday. The girl was feeding her chickens and was rushed to a hospital after she was bit on the arm by the mountain lion. She is expected to be okay. Apparently, the mountain lion was tracked down, shot, and killed by Fish and Wildlife officers there in California.
You know what? It's like, you know, down here we're you hear stories about alligators, right? Or maybe some sort of snakes, anything like this. Like other parts of the country, they got to deal with mountain lions and stuff. I saw one story earlier in California. This is a California story too. A bear came into somebody's yard, which happens here in the Panhandle as well. Bear came in somebody's yard, and they had a little Pomeranian, and the Pomeranian came running out of the house and chased the bear off. I'm like, yeah, those little Pomeranians can be vicious. So,
I'd run too. I don't blame the bear.
Yeah, I'd run too. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I got a text here. In Connecticut, school ended June 24th, give or take a few snow days. So starting September 3rd, always just before Labor Day. Summer is July and August. That's all. That's why I live here instead. That's what I was saying. I was talking to somebody from up north, and they're like, their kids were starting school in September. I was like, that's wild. Oh, glyphosate is Roundup weed killer. Thank you very much. I knew that. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys weighing in on that. All right, coming up here next on EVs. Oh, I got to talk about electric vehicles. Apparently, they're making people car sick.
Fox News, I'm Gian Gelosi. President Trump expected to ramp up efforts to curb crime in Washington, D.C. after a weekend surge in law enforcement in the Capitol.
President Trump has mobilized agents from several federal agencies for at least 7 days to fight violent crime. These include the ATF, DEA, and U.S. Park Police. The Washington Post reports the FBI is also reassigning more than 100 agents to overnight shifts to help local police, and a decision to call up the National Guard could come later on today.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. The president will hold a press conference at 10 a.m. Eastern time. The president and Russian President Vladimir Putin going to meet in Alaska on Friday.
We're going to try to find some negotiated settlement that the Ukrainians and the Russians can live with, where they can live in relative peace, where the killing stops.
That is Vice President J.D. Vance on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 75 right now. We've got, looks like, partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola this morning. Well, we are learning again about this shooting on Old Spanish Trail Road that happened about 2 o'clock this morning. Officials say it happened during a neighborhood disturbance when a group of residents gathered and a fight broke out. The incident escalated and shots were fired. Escambia County deputies say one woman was hit by gunfire during this altercation. And despite numerous people witnessing the shooting, officials say witnesses are not cooperating with investigators as they attempt to identify the shooter. An investigation is ongoing, and we will let you know if we learn any more. Today is the first day of school. Students are going back to a new policy banning cell phones in classrooms.
I'm okay with it. It's not in all the schools. It's at our elementary and middle schools.
Superintendent Keith Leonard, he says he never imagined cell phones would grow into being such a problem. He says teachers are prepared to enforce their new policies, which ban cell phones in middle school and elementary school classrooms. And if students don't comply, there will be consequences. The state law was passed last year to require school districts to update policies and enforce the cell phone ban. In high schools, now students are still allowed to use their phones for educational purposes with teacher discretion. Learning a bit more about the economic impact of this year's Pensacola Beach Air Show, according to a study commissioned by Visit Pensacola, the Red, White, and Blues show featuring the Navy Blue Angels this summer generated $31.5 million in economic impact for the community. It attracted about 206,500 visitors from July 9th through the 12th. That includes over 60,000 people that came from out of county and contributed over $20 million to our local economy. The study said about 63% of those visitors stayed in paid accommodations and spent over $1,000 during their visit. Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission will vote on a possible black bear hunt this week. If that's approved, it would be the first bear hunt in Florida in over a decade. The hunt was proposed to deal with bear overpopulation across the state. Under the proposed rules, the hunt would be capped at 187 bears across four bear hunt zones. The closest county to us that would be involved in that hunt would be Bay County. Now, some officials believe that our area should be involved, as bear incidents in the Gulf Breeze area have really ticked up lately. The FWC meets on Wednesday morning, where they'll discuss the bear hunt and take a vote on it. Well, religious leaders are calling for the end of alligator Alcatraz. A prayer vigil was held outside of the Everglades facility over the weekend. It was the second week in a row that one of those was held. The Coral Gables United Church of Christ Reverend Lori Hafner was there. She said the issue transcends religion because the greater good is to free people from the pain that they are experiencing. It is 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are backflowing smoothly. Taking a look at 98 as you approach, 98 westbound as you approach the Garcon Point Bridge. Starting to see some minor delays through that construction zone, but other than that, that is all good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at some nice weather through your morning commute. Heading into your afternoon, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Heading into your nighttime, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Tuesday, 70% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Going into your Wednesday, still having that rain chance around 60% chance with a high near 89. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, cloudy skies. It is 75 degrees in Pensacola. 76 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton, about an 85-degree heat index. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yield inched lower this morning as investors look ahead to key inflation data due this week, which will offer fresh insights about the state of the economy. The 10-year Treasury yield was down by over 2 basis points to 4.26%, and the 2-year Treasury yield was less than a basis point lower at 3.75%. Orsted shares crashed more than 25% this morning after the wind farm developer said it plans a $9.4 billion rights issue following a material adverse development in the U.S. market. The company said this turn of events left it unable to raise funds from a planned partial divestment of its Sunrise Wind project off the coast of New York. Oil prices are slightly higher as market eyes a U.S.-Russia talk regarding its war in Ukraine. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $64.01 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $66.74 per barrel. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 206. That's your money now.
What are you doing every day to support your liver? If you enjoy sweets, fast food, alcohol, or take any medications, that's a vital question to ask. Hi, I'm Sherry Torkus, pharmacist and health author. For over 30 years, I've helped people make informed decisions about their health, especially concerning prevention and long-term wellness. Supporting your liver isn't just a wellness trend, it's a daily essential. That's why I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. It's made with plant-based ingredients like milk thistle, turmeric, and globe artichoke, herbs clinically studied for their protective and restorative effects on the liver. Active Liver blends traditional herbal wisdom with modern scientific research. Not all supplements are created equal. I trust Active Liver because it's backed by science, meets strict quality standards, and delivers true daily liver support.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Tune in today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Regeneration Station will talk about how they can help relieve individuals with severe pain with their latest in Scalar and Biophotonic Energy Room, which can allow cell regeneration, improve immune function, detoxify the body, elevate moods, and assist in balancing right and left hemispheres of the brain to increase energy levels. It's the Regeneration Station, today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy over the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Wednesday at 10:30 to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavitt Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's this Wednesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones. Whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming, we want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes, and it makes a big difference. Visit newsradio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah, she is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like,
cheerleader,
oh,
Omi.
Cause, oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Yeah, this is one of the top songs submitted for worst song ever. I actually don't mind this one still. This is a catchy one. We Are Young from Fun, Shape of You from Ed Sheeran. Now we got Cheerleader from Omi as one of the ones that submitted for the worst song ever. I don't think this one was a bad one, though. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. 77 degrees here in the Pensacola area on the first day of school. Going to be a high of about 84 or 85 today, depending on where you are. And yes, there is a chance of rain today as well. So it could be a rainy first day of school. I got the story here pertaining to electric vehicles. Researchers are saying that electric vehicles might be making you more car sick. A lot of people have been complaining that they get car sick when they're an electric vehicle compared to a gas car. And turns out, researchers say, yeah, there's some science behind this. Psychologically, without the rumble of an engine or other familiar vibrations, your brain gets fewer clues about when the car is about to speed up or it's slowing down. So there's a part where our brains have kind of trained ourselves to, like, hear the sound. Like, I'm sure many of you, like, especially if you've been driving for a while, you can get to a point where, you know, you get to a point where you just know if you're going fast or slow by the movement of the vehicle or by the engine sound. Like, I know when I drive my motorcycle, most of the time, like, I don't know if I'm slowing down on accident or something like that because I can hear the engine. And the engine tells me, like, I'm going slower. I'm like, and I look down, sure enough, I've slowed down. Or if I hear the engine really going too loud, I'm going too fast. I don't have to look at the speedometer. I know, right? I've been teaching my youngest kid, she just turned 15, I've been teaching her how to drive. And so we'll be driving, and I don't even need to look at the speedometer. I'm like, you're going too fast. We're in a 30. And you know, I can tell. And, you know, as you drive, you recognize this from the engine, from other things like this. Well, electric vehicles don't have that. Plus, electric vehicles have their braking feature is called regenerative braking. It creates a slower deceleration. So it's a different kind of braking than what we're used to with gas-powered vehicles. So scientists are saying neurologically, yes, you can actually get more car sick in an electric vehicle than you do in a gas-powered vehicle. And scientists are now exploring ways that they can overcome this psychologically. Like, I know that they've had some electric vehicles that have, they purposely make sounds coming from the vehicle because they're people who are blind couldn't hear the cars coming. So they started making sounds coming out of the vehicle so that you know, okay, here's a car's coming.
Like a Dodge Charger.
Other thing.
Charger EV with that fret sonic sound coming out of the speakers.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. And so that's one of them. So they're looking at other fixes like subtle vibrations, lighting, visual cues, something that will help the psychology of drive. Isn't this crazy? That you could be sitting in an electric vehicle and feel yourself getting sick, car sick, and it's actually like psychologically like found. Like, yeah, this could totally happen. Now, speaking of cars, this happened on Saturday. I don't know if you follow NASCAR, but NASCAR driver Connor Zilich, he won a race at Watkins Glen on Saturday. And as race cars drivers do, when they win, they climb on top of the car to celebrate, you know, wave at the audience. And then something happened. I'll tell you what, right after Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still no accidents to report to you right now. Don't forget, school is in session the first day for both Escambia and Santa Rosa County. So watch out for those school buses. I'm seeing no delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, so Connor Zilich, he won a race at Watkins Glen on Saturday in NASCAR. He climbed on top of his car to celebrate, and then his foot slipped. Oops. He had like 1 foot on the window, like on the window ledge, and then was trying to stand on top of the car, but then his foot slipped. And when his foot slipped, his foot hung on, like, it got caught on something. So he tried to, like, you land on his feet, but his foot got caught in something. Dude, he fell right on his head. It was not cool. Like, yeah. I pulled the video up to just watch it, and I was like, oh. Because it's not one of those, like, where he hit his head and was like, ha ha. Nope. He just stayed there on the ground. Turned out he broke his collarbone. Like, he landed kind of on his shoulder and his head at the same time. So, yeah, that's right. NASCAR driver Connor Zilich won a race, broke his collarbone, celebrating the win. He ended up being okay. You know, CT scans for his head turned out all clear. He posted an update. I'm out of the hospital, getting better already. Thankfully, CT scans for my head are all clear. I just have a broken collarbone. Thanks for all the medics, blah, blah, blah. I'm grateful it wasn't any worse. It's a scary looking video, though, if you do want to look at it.
It's even scarier when you saw it live, because I saw it live.
Oh, I bet. Oh, you did see it live?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, it would be even scarier then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would not be nice. Now, Connor's dad, Jim, replied to people in an interview, like, what do you think about your son's fall? You know, that's got to be hard as a dad, right? You know?
Oh, yeah.
His dad says, well, the silver lining is pooping himself is no longer Connor's most embarrassing moment.
Thanks, Dad.
Pooping himself is no longer Connor's most embarrassing moment. Now, that I would have had follow-up questions of the reporter. Could you please elaborate on the pooping himself part? We're talking about when he was a kid. Is this something recent?
Does it happen
like
regularly?
He had a little diarrhea attack while he's taking, you know, the third corner at Watkins Glen or the Poconos. Like, what? Please give us some more details, because that one still might be the most embarrassing moment, depending on the details of that. Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. Here's some national stories to some national headlines for you. Elon Musk mocked over absurd plan for Mars. He says that he believes that there will be a self-sustaining city on Mars in 20 years. That's it, just 20 years. We know he has a bold plan. The whole thing with SpaceX has always been, the focus of SpaceX has always been to get to Mars. It's never been to be the Uber for NASA and the space station, even though that's what they are right now. Right now they are the space taxi, but they send up tons of satellites for companies all over the world, really. That's never been the main focus. That's been like, we'll do that to help us make money while we try to figure out how to get to Mars and create a self-sustaining city. Other headlines. Steve Bannon secretly plotting a presidential bid. Which would mean he'll probably be going against J.D. Vance, right? Because J.D. Vance is probably the front runner for the Republican side of things. Robert Mueller, remember the Mueller report and all that? Robert Mueller is living in a memory care facility now at 81 years old. So he's having some cognitive decline. Supreme Court Justice claims SCOTUS's recent activity. This would be Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan, concerned about their increasing reliance on their emergency docket, known as the shadow docket, where they can they have these little side things that they'll go over. Federal immigration judges say that ICE pressured them. And then there was, Marco Rubio, our former senator, he is embroiled in a AI scandal where AI has been using Marco Rubio's voice, who is the Secretary of State, and they've been using his voice calling foreign leaders and soliciting different things using Marco Rubio's voice. Oh, the world of AI. Pretty soon we're going to have to like answer our phones, and we'll have some sort of software that will have to like identify. Like right now, when kids go to school and they write a paper, teachers can submit that paper to an AI check and see how much of that paper has been written through AI. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon we're going to have like that with our, we're going to have that with our phones. Like I got a text or I get a phone call. It's going to go through some AI filter and make sure it's not AI first before I can answer. Like, holy cow, the world we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bizarre. So bizarre. So bizarre. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I do want to go over some things that happened in today in history real quick for you. No, actually, we'll do that when we come back. So we're going to get a quick break. When we come back, we'll go over some things that happened today in history. Plus, I have some random facts for you that are very interesting. We'll go over that next right here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Oh, nah. Oh.
song on the worst songs ever list that was submitted. Actually, I don't mind this one. Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger. That's a fun one. Not too bad. The other one submitted was Cheerleader from Omi, Shape of You from Ed Sheeran, and We Are Young. Those are the ones we've played thus far. I've got, actually, let's go over today in history here. We had a few things that happened today in history to let you know about back in the day. In 1896, a patent was issued for Harvey Hubble for the electric light bulb socket with the handy pull chain. Yeah, so that was invented back in 1896. We still use it today in closets all around the country. In 1934... There's a lot of news going on right now about alligator Alcatraz. Well, the actual Alcatraz, the island prison, the very first prisoners arrived at the island in San Francisco Bay back in 1934. And then 41 years ago today, in 1984, during a sound check, it was just a sound check for his weekly radio address, but it was recorded. This was President Ronald Reagan. Here you go.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
So once again, that was just a sound check. It wasn't legit, but and you hear the, you know, the staff and everything all laughing. Oh boy, Ronald Reagan, that was it. He had a good sense of humor, no doubt about it. All right, let's get traffic on the fives. John Pickens right here on News Radio 92.3.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays right now. Highway 90 eastbound as you start to approach downtown. Let's see here. The industrial complex on 90. And let's see here. Highway 29 southbound headed toward I-10. Seeing some minor delays there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So... yeah, 41 years ago today is when Ronald Reagan made that joke on his sound check for his weekly radio address that we're declaring war on Russia. We begin bombing in 5 minutes. Well, during the Cold War, things got a little crazy, including recently revealed government project from the United States that where they were going, they spent 5 years, the CIA spent 5 years and $20 million figuring out how to turn house cats into Soviet spies. Yeah, the idea was they were going to implant microphones, antennas, and transmitters inside cats. Yeah, they were going to implant microphones, antennas, and transmitters inside cats. Turns out after 5 years and $20 million, only one ended up making it into the field, and the cat was hit by a taxi before it could do any spying. So... whoops. BMW had to recall their GPS navigation systems back in Germany in 1990s. So not that long ago, just in the 1990s. They had a GPS navigation system. It worked really well, apparently. But they had to recall them. Why? Because German men refused to take directions from a female voice. Yeah. I could just see that now. Like this, the female Siri voice. Because with Siri now, you can change it. You can make it a male voice if you want. Maybe that's why they did it. Stop telling me what to do, woman. That didn't sound very German at all. But Heil Hitler.
Every year,
the U.S. goes through enough cardboard boxes for shipping to build a mile-high cardboard wall around the entire continental United States. Oh.
Well there you go.
That's our answer.
Let's
for
do it on the border.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, we just sent all the cardboard boxes down there. Safeway grocery stores once had a mandatory policy that employees had to smile and make eye contact with customers, but they canceled it after too many male customers thought female employees were hitting on them. Oh my gosh. We the male species are just, we're hopeless. We're hopeless. Can't have GPS navigation because it gives us directions from a female voice. Women look at us in the eye. We're like, she's into me.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
There's a town called Zilwaukee in Michigan. No, not Milwaukee. Zilwaukee. The founders chose the name in 1848 to try to confuse people who were planning to move to Milwaukee, hoping that they would accidentally move there instead.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's a text. Worst song ever, Disco Duck. Disco Duck. It must be because I haven't heard of it. Speaking of oranges and worst songs ever, Smile by Vitamin C in 1999. It was a terrible piece by a group of young Trustafarians that was somehow relentlessly pushed by MTV that summer. We had to pull that one up. I had to check it. Smile. Speaking of some kind of crazy stories. Oh, dang. I'll say this real quick. A woman in California got her arm stuck in a Chuck E. Cheese game machine. Yeah, she needed to be rescued by the fire department. Somebody said, I don't know how somehow she got her arm stuck. I don't know. Have you seen the people that go to Chuck E. Cheese? That kind of makes sense. I know. That was terrible. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Chuck E. Cheese. I'm glad my kids are out of the Chuck E. Cheese phase, to be honest.
Listen on air at 92.5.